Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, I taught that for a woman to rebel against her husband's leadership is to rebel against God. Well, you better listen closely today to what the Bible says. For the Bible stands. In Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12, it bears out what I've just said. So if what I've just said is offensive to anybody, listen to Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12. God is speaking. He says, "For my people, children are their oppressors," just like today. Men and women are afraid to spank their children because they're afraid they'll get taken away from them because the state wants to make them wards of the state. Doesn't that sound like communism? Wards of the state instead of letting the parent operate the home the way it should be according to God's word. So he says, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. More and more women are taking a part in government. They are running for the office of president, another thing. And he says, "Oh, my people, they which lead thee, cause thee to err, and destroy the ways of thy paths." The result, verse 13, "The Lord standeth up to plead and standeth to judge the people." Now, God made man to lead the home. Read Ephesians chapter 5. That he is the head of the home. God made it that way. That was ordained of God. For a woman to rebel against a husband's leadership is to also rebel against God. And again, that's the truth. So I'm not going to apologize for it, but I'm speaking the truth in love because I want your home to be a good home. In the same like matter, God ordained two offices for the church, pastor and deacon. They too, both the pastor and the deacon, by the Lord's commandment, are to be men. A deaconess was a deacon's wife. It is a sign of weakness. As a matter of fact, we see it in Revelation 2 of the last days, the local church. When Revelation 2 speaks of Jezebel in the local church, isn't it interesting? We hear the story and read the story in the Old Testament of Ahab and Jezebel. I had a old dog one time that, I mean, it was a very energetic little dog. And I enjoyed it, but I just like to call him Ahab. I don't know why I called him Ahab, but I did. But you know what? Most people don't name their boys Ahab. How many of you ladies and men and ladies have named one of your daughters Jezebel? Okay. You don't do that. Jezebel may have been a lady that was beautiful to look upon. I don't know. I know she tried to fix herself up when she was older, and it didn't work because they cast her out the window. But it seems like there was a time where she's a powerful lady, maybe perhaps a lady of beauty. But Revelation chapter 2, speaking of the last days local church, speaks of Jezebel in the church, and it's a very negative thing that they have to say about it. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, we find this. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Many say that's without family affection. Truce breakers. And the divorce rate of 1 out of 2 pretty well shows truce breakers is quite a true thing. False accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Now, listen, if the enemy can discover what it is that we desire more than we desire to obey God, we'll be defeated by the seduction that Satan knows that you will likely give in to, because you're a lover of pleasure more than a lover of God. And he says, having a form of God, but denying the power thereof. And what is the command? From such turn away. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Isn't it interesting that these men get these women under their hand? And he says they're led away with divers lusts, in other words, evil desires. All they learned, but they don't ever learn the right thing. They never come to the knowledge of the truth. That is God's truth. And oh, what a terrible thing that is in our day. But you know what? That's the way the Bible said it would be. In these days, in these last days, it would be that way. And you know what? That's the way it's been. And what a shame. What a shame that's been. It's been that way. God holds men responsible for the breakdown of the local church. He said, man, those women just move in and do this. No. Men, God holds you responsible for the breakdown in the local church and also for the breakdown in the home. Now you say, preacher, you don't know about my wife. You don't know about those women in church. And perhaps I don't. But men, God made you a man. You are to stand and stand strong and not cower before the women when they put the pressure on and the mouths get going and everything else happens. Now, again, I'm not saying anything bad about women. I praise God for the women. I married a woman, okay? And I'm happy to have her as my wife. And we've been married over 50 years. We have some wonderful women in our church that sing, they teach Sunday school classes, and they go out and win souls, and many times they're better at that than men. So praise God for the women. God does have a place for them. God loves the women, but he has a place. He has a pastor in a church and then those under that, and then he also has a woman in the home, the mother, and yet she is under the headship of the husband. Now, because of the way we've turned things around, as we just read in 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 7, there's a great breakdown in the home. So if you are a saved man, your weakness will be made a matter of shame at the coming of Jesus Christ. You must be a godly man for your wife. You must be a godly man for your children. You must be a godly man for the home. The reason the world is not seeing Jesus is that Christians are not filled with Jesus. They're satisfied with attending meetings, maybe even weekly. Reading the Bible occasionally in a little devotional booklet. and praying sometime. But my friend, it is an awful thing for Jesus Christ to see people professing to be Christians, but are lifeless in a place where their lives are to parallel the Lord Jesus Christ rather than to parallel the lives of unbelief. And that's what makes it difficult to tell which place they're in. Those kind are usually not walking in the Spirit. They're walking in the flesh, albeit religious flesh, but it's nonetheless the flesh. And our children and our grandchildren and our community and our country are going to hell. And we stupidly ask why without examining ourselves. And yet 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 says, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith, that is, living according to the word of God. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own selves that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. You see, so often there are Christians that measure themselves in saying, well, look, I don't do this. I don't do that bad thing. I don't do this bad thing. But are you doing what the Lord tells you to do? Are you being faithful? Are you being a witness? Are you in God's word daily? And on we can go about the things God does tell us to do. Oh, so often, too often, there's failure. Now, God has designed men to be pastors in the local church. As a man cannot allow a son to run the home and overturn decisions, a pastor can allow the men of the church to take us away from the holiness of God and seek to conform us to the contemporary culture. Now look, there are some that are Calvinistic, some are psychology and promoting colleges. Calvinistic promoting colleges. And let me tell you something, that pastor better not cower to them or to those that promote them, because he's answerable to God. In James chapter 3, verse 1, he says, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. That's talking about us pastors, especially in our teaching area. We read in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. In other words, he's saying, those that preach the word, they've spoken it to you.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
His truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.